You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, the local, the state, the national, we got all of the issues covered. And like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, we've been in the number one of the triple dipper here for a bit, the border crisis, I'm calling it, and that's exactly what it is. I mean, it's been bad. It got worse under the Biden administration, exponentially worse, like the two record-setting years of all time in the history of years have been the two that the Biden administration has been governing or not governing. And then on top of that, we're looking at 2023 being even worse. And now what we're looking at is that literally they're saying if Title 42 lifts without anything else changing to help mitigate the circumstances at the southern border, that we're looking at literally sometimes upwards of 9 to 14,000 per day are the estimates of what the illegal mass migration across our southern border will be. That's epic. Well, I'll tell you what, somebody who's been in the trenches on this issue, and we were there together, but he was the one carrying it on his shoulders, is my friend Scott Beeson, former state senator. Scott Beeson represented Senate District 17, which is Jefferson and St. Clair counties back then. And he now has Scott Beeson Radio on WXJC. He was the co-sponsor of what became known as the Hammond-Beeson bill, which was House Bill 56 back in 2011, that literally dealt with illegal immigration. Without further ado, let me bring on my friend Scott Beeson. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Phil. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Thanks for making the time for us today.
Oh, absolutely. It's always good to be on your program. I'm glad you're doing well. And in case I forget, I hope everybody listening, and you included, and Boomer, have a merry, very merry Christmas.
Well, and merry to you as well, my friend. Thank you so much. Hey, listen, I look back on the 8 years I was in Montgomery, and that House Bill 56, the debate, the committee mm-hmm. hearings, the protests in the hallways, the lampooning we got in the press for daring to say something about illegal immigration, that was probably one of the rowdiest times of any that I remember in Montgomery. What about you?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, they protested outside the state house. Then they had a lie-in, a sit-in, where they brought in yes. the biggest, giantest people they could possibly find. I make up words as I go, so it's okay. and they laid in front of the doors. So all week there's these, because one couple of times it was moms for immigration, and then it was moms with babies, and they brought in the cutest little kids in the world, and we were the meanest. And then when they decided they were all going to lay in front of the chamber doors and block the hallways, they brought people that looked like NFL linemen so that security would have to, drag them out the hallway and put them in the elevator. And they did spell my name right on the signs, and didn't they protest it at my church on a Sunday morning, and I had to be taken off to security because nobody really knew what would happen when a bunch of people, more people protested at my church against me than show up to Joe Biden's rallies.
Wow. Well, that's not
Which
saying much.
That's only three people. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, his COVID protocol rallies were epically anticlimactic.
Okay. 10 times more people showed up than at a Biden rally. How's yeah. that?
Well, but I remember, too, I was saying a moment ago right before you came on the air that I remember trying to, in the Senate, for our listeners' benefit, when it's time to vote on a bill, they sound the chimes, which is like an electronic chime, and that means come down the hall and get here for your vote. So right. I'm going down the hall for a vote, and all these protesters are blocking the halls, locking their elbows, trying to keep us from going to vote on bills. And mm-hmm. and literally, I'm getting elbowed in the ribs, and security's having to move people out of the way, and it's just it was nuts.
Oh, can you imagine if the press had been on our side? What that would have been called. I'm thinking maybe words popped in my head, insurrection. I mean, some of those elbows in the sides, those are assaults. I mean, it's just, but back then it was basically, we're just getting what we deserve.
Well, and here's the thing though, House Bill 56, the way I describe mm-hmm. it, was literally just the state of Alabama finally saying, federal government, if you won't do your job, we'll just do it for you. And all we were doing was being willing to enforce federal law and make it a state application of what federal law already is supposed to be doing.
Oh, that's exactly right. It was amazing how there were all these debates about what we were trying to do. And yes, we did look around the country, and basically anything that anybody was trying to do, we incorporated it, because different states were trying to mirror different parts of the federal law. And you're an attorney, so the legal argument was, hey, look, we will just say in our state law exactly what the federal law is, but we'll put it in our books.
Yeah.
We'll mirror it almost word for word, and that way no one can say it's unconstitutional, et cetera.
Well, they did anyway.
they absolutely did, and that's what I tell people about the courts is, you know, some of the people that helped, I think of Kobach out of Kansas, who I think is either going to be their lieutenant governor or – what is he going to be now? I think he just got elected, but you know, his argument a lot of times was, look, we're saying what the court has said. The court has said you can do this and this, but you can't do this. So we will agree with them, and then when it goes before the court, they'll look and see that this appellate court said this, and the Supreme Court said this, and these are the exact words. Therefore, we're right. And even at that time, I was like, you put a lot more credit in people to be consistent than I do.
Well,
and so they all fell down on basically it's the federal government's job to enforce immigration law, and if we don't want to help you do it, you can't do it yourself.
Yeah, and the usual suspects. Judge Myron Thompson got involved, and then had Judge Sharon Blackburn, and then it did go up to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, which, you know, put several provisions on hold too while they examined constitutionality. But the reality was, here's the thing. By the way, I did pull this from Wikipedia, so ahead and take a grain of salt on the things that I was there for.
That's true.
Anyway, Alabama law would have allowed then that police who had a reasonable suspicion that a person during an otherwise lawful stop might be illegal could check their legal status. There's one. They couldn't receive public benefits if they were illegals. They couldn't attend a publicly owned college or university if they were illegals. School officials in K-12 had to determine if their students there were illegals so that we could keep a roster.
Which was straight from a federal judge's ruling in Texas.
I believe it. I mean, it's just and it had, you know, things like prohibiting the transport or harboring of illegals, requiring the use of the E-Verify program. I mean, I'm running the gamut going, why is this scary? And you and I were talking yesterday briefly, and so here we were, just Alabama, just being, you know, trying to say, here's a solution. We'll just do what you said you would do, and you're not. And we got lampooned, and now you got DeSantis and Ducey and the governor from Texas,
Abbott.
The literally are like heroes right now for doing what we said we were trying to do in 2011.
Right. No, I remember we had discussions openly in caucus meetings about, hey, look, why don't we just say that if we catch people in the state illegally, we'll put them on a bus. We were going to send them to D.C., you know, maybe to their consulate and man, I thought people would die right there in the caucus meeting. We're going to be the biggest rednecks. This is going to be terrible. I can't believe you even say that. And now DeSantis and Abbott are like heroes and the most original thinkers and creative. And I'm like, what in the world has happened? But we were right years ago, and you know, we were just a little bit ahead of our time.
We were a little bit ahead of our time, and you know, I'm still proud of it. I mean, I even see things like on social media, if I dare say something about it, somebody come back and go, well, that was all ruled unconstitutional. You didn't know what you were doing. Yeah, I did know what I was doing. Just the courts didn't agree with the idea of actually doing it.
Well, and they actually left a lot of it alone.
They did.
But they just, and you know how the press is. All you got to do is have one thing, and they're going to run and say, oh, it's all unconstitutional. And then they're not going to explain, well, why did they say it? Well, because they're supposed to be enforcing the law. I tell you the interesting one. I know you want to talk about that in Alabama, but it's interesting to me that some of the western states, the true border states, are beginning to claim an invasion.
Yes.
And that is copying language out of the Constitution. And I can't think of hundreds of thousands of people pouring in to the country as anything other than an invasion. So That's a pretty good step right there.
It is, and I'll be honest with you. I don't know if you heard me say this earlier, if you were listening, but I did a monologue on my show. I don't know when it's been, a few months back, and I compared the historical accounts for why they believe the Roman Empire fell, what those causes were compared to what we see nowadays. One of the things that some historians believe caused the fall of Rome was they could no longer control their borders, and there was a mass migration of non-Roman citizens who overwhelmed their systems. And
Roman leadership actually said things. I'm sure they said it in Latin, so I couldn't understand them. But it was, hey, we've got jobs that Romans won't do. We need people to do our work.
Yep, probably.
And I'm like, wow.
And there were probably others who were saying, could you just build a wall?
Hey, the Chinese have a wall. Can't we build a wall?
Good Lord. All right. Hey, listen, Scotticus, can you hang on a minute? We will take a break, and we'll come right back and wrap this up. Is that good with you?
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
All right, man. Hey, listen, we're on right now with former state senator Scott Beeson, who has his own show, Scott Beeson Radio, on WXJC. He also, by the way, I forgot to mention earlier, co-hosts a podcast on 1819. Anyway, he and I were neck deep, mostly because he had the bill. He carried a bill. Called House Bill 56 back in 2011 when Alabama was trying to stand in the gap on illegal immigration. Yeah, we were called rubes and rednecks then. How do you like us now? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, we're on right now. We're still on number one of the triple dipper, the border crisis. And my buddy Scott Beeson, who is a former state senator from Senate District 17, which is Jefferson and St. Clair counties. He also now hosts Scott Beeson Radio on WXJC out of the Birmingham area, and he hosts a podcast for 1819. Scott, let me ask you a question.
Ask me one. Hey, don't forget, if you're outside of Birmingham, you can listen at scottbeesonradio.com from 9 to 12, Monday through Friday.
Shameless plug, but I'm for it.
You got it, brother. Absolutely.
All right, listen. So when you were carrying this bill, all right?
And, yes.
And, man, isn't it funny how the old vernacular comes back, carrying the bill? That was how we used to call it. But when you were carrying this bill, you and Mickey Hammond from the House, were you getting called by other states who were like, man, that's pretty cool. We want to know how you're doing that. What do you got in that bill? And did anybody else take it up?
A number of people from around the country called. I mean, it got to the point where my secretary would just take the calls and she would just go ahead and send them copies and that kind of stuff. A number of conservatives around the state, around the country. It didn't take long for word to get out through the entities that were trying to do things about illegal immigration on a national level to let people know, hey, this is one of the best bills in the country. It checks all the boxes. It does what most of the experts say the states ought to try. And I think that's a little bit of why I was so frustrated with the press here in Alabama, of course, and other places who just acted like, you said it before the break, we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
The court struck it down, so it was unconstitutional. Well, the only reason there was any question is the founding fathers, et cetera, never envisioned a group of people in our country who would think it would be a great idea for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people to just stream over our southern border without us knowing who they are, why they are, what diseases they may have, where they're going. I mean, they had no idea.
Are they
we
would criminals?
Ever have
do they have ill
intent? Would do what we're doing.
Are they trafficking people? Are they trafficking drugs? Are they, all of it? Yes.
Yes. Yes. You talked about it being a border crisis.
Yep.
It legitimately is a crisis for the Republic, but for the folks on the left, it's not a crisis. This is a border opportunity. I mean, they are absolutely for this. That's why they lie to us every day and say, it's not a crisis. I mean, you hear my workers say, the border's under control, the border's secure. They want this, and it's almost beyond my imagination that they can actually, that Americans can want this. But I mean, it's bad when the mayor of New York City is saying, "Whoa, hold up, we can't take this anymore."
Gavin Newsom,
you know it's
saying,
bad.
Gavin Newsom literally saying, "I went to the border, and I believe it's going to overwhelm our systems." Like, where have you been for the last few years?
Yeah, he's billions and billions and billions of dollars overwhelmed, and now he's decided they're almost at their limit.
Yeah, it's madness. But the thing that I look at and realize is true is that at some level, this becomes a thing that becomes bipartisan. I really believe that we're seeing it. We got Representative Cuellar from down in Texas who's had it. We've got Mark Kelly from Arizona who's saying, stop the madness. And so I think some of they recognize where their constituents are, and there's beginning to be a little bit of pushback. But somewhere along the way, it's simply just a matter of, if you won't do it, then states have a 10th Amendment obligation to do it for you, federal government. And that's where we're at.
That is absolutely right. And that's what I thought the position of the state of Alabama even should have been way back when they said, hey, you can't do these things. And I thought at the time we should say, look, we're being invaded. And I haven't looked back at that piece of legislation, the Beeson-Hammond, what it was, there's a super long name for it. It's like Beeson-Hammond Taxpayer Protection Act or something.
Yeah.
But when you go back and look at that, almost all the things we were doing were simply trying to stop making Alabama families pay for the effects of illegal immigration.
Yeah.
And because we have enough challenges, our families have enough financial issues, and they're trying to save up for their kids' school or just pay the bills and all that kind of stuff. And to have to pay for other folks when we're already challenged, it makes no sense whatsoever. And, these states are going to have to stand up and say, look, we're going to do it. And if you don't like it, then you better come and stop us. And that's really that line that the federal government, for all the huff and puff that they have, that's a line that I think they'll be a little bit nervous about. I mean, who are they going to send? Never mind. Don't get me started. They're your military guy. But those entities are slipping away, too.
Well, and just the other day, and the thing that I'm looking to see how it really goes, and because it's going to be split. We're going to have a split Congress and Senate. And by the way, brother, we have about 45 seconds left. But
go ahead, that's fine.
I had Barry Moore, Congressman Barry Moore, on the show the other day, and he said that literally they're already planning for the impeachment process of Secretary Mayorkas. And I hope it's true. Even if they don't get it through a divided Senate, the idea of holding the hearings and bringing some level of transparency and accountability to this process, to me, is extremely important.
I agree. And I hope the rhinos in Washington, I hope they finally realize it. All the games were cute and all the compromise was cute for the last couple of decades. But it is, it's cutting time. And they better stand up and be strong, or we're going to be in a really, really world of hurt.
Well, Scott Beeson, appreciate you, man. Thanks for being in the fight for so long. Appreciate the fact that you're still on the air. And tell them again where they can find you with your shameless plug.
Yeah, shameless plug, scottbeesonradio.com. If you go there, you can find the stations in Birmingham that you can listen to us on from 9 to 12 every day. And then there's a replay from 7 to 10, so you can hear me twice daily if you want to.
And then your 1819 podcast.
It's called Alabama Unfiltered, and we're having thousands of people watch it. We've been, I can't remember if we finally got completely banned from YouTube or not, but, that's a badge of honor.
As it is. All right, Scott, Merry Christmas to you, brother. We'll talk again soon.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas to y'all.
All right. All right, folks, that was good. I enjoy having somebody on who was in the fight and still in the fight. All right, listen, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming back, we're switching gears, CRT and education. We'll be right back.